Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And, I tell you what, I've been doing so much this week. This first track, the band is perfect. This is The Burnouts, Hellcats Are Go. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Burnouts and Hellcats Are Go from a fairly vintage CD called Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man, which is the first one. We have talked about these CDs in the past. This came out in 2000, so that song was 12 years old, but as valid today as it was then, my friend, for the simple reason that I've had a hell of a day. And I will be playing something else off this album at the end of the show. And I will explain why later on, if I remember, but you know me, I say I'm going to explain things and I don't. What I want to know is, what is The Burnouts MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheBurnouts?
No, MySpace.com/TheBurnoutsRockAndRoll. There you go, Paulie being Internet 1, Tony Nil. Oh, I'm even talking at a million miles an hour. I need to slow down. Calm yourself, Posty. I'm ready. I'm on Resolve. I'm having a...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get some energy going for all the things I've got to do this evening as well. Now, I would normally do additional material in this section, Poetry Corner, Comedy Suburbs, that sort of thing. Of course we've had nothing. It's been the Jubilee weekend, and I know you've all been, this week's word of the week, Jubilazy.
Nice.
Which, yeah, I by Tuesday I was very Jubilazy. I was absolutely worn out from the bank holiday this week. The double bank holiday, should I say. Those of you listening in other countries won't know that we've had two holiday days in a row this week, and rather than it being a great idea, it's just got everyone leathered and it's just managed to compact everything, and now we're all running there like idiots trying to get the week's work. Yeah. But it was good. Did you enjoy it?
I was working really, So, and the weather was atrocious. So
yeah, the weather was rubbish.
The weekend wasn't much happening, and then since the Monday came, I was kind of off to work on site for a couple of days. But the weather was so crap, I didn't actually mind so much. But yeah, not really much else happening. Work, house.
Well, I did lots, but I'll talk about it in a bit when I talk about last week. Sure. Right now, I'm going to get on with the next track. Because this week's show absolutely rocks. There is no question of that. There's not really any let up on this week's show. It just all goes for it. The next track is proof of that. Johnny Throttle from their album. Johnny Throttle, I think it's called. No, from their album Stukas Over Shoreditch. What I want to know is, what is Johnny Throttle's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Johnny Throttle.
No, MySpace.com/Johnny Throttle 000. This is, and actually, Tony, it's time you learned. To Mustang Lightning underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do have a couple. As mentioned, we are being very jubilated this week. So not many people have got in touch, but please do get in touch on Facebook if you are of the Facebook persuasion. Go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page and leave us a comment on our wall, as is your want. And we'll read them out. And here we have this week two comments. Firstly, from Tom Balderson, who feels the need to clarify. Paulie is the youngest legend I know, and is by no means an old man. Thanks, Tom Baldy. There you go.
Creep. But thank you. Yes, I'm pleased to be the youngest legend you know. That puts me what, just above four.
Yeah. And Hank Exline.
Hello, Hank.
Who says, you guys have too much bologna in your pocket. Sweet tunes, though. I think.
He's right.
Thank you.
He's right. We have got, when it comes to music, we have got big sausages. We've got a big sausage frenzy when it comes to music. And thank you very much for getting in touch, Hank. And let Hank be an inspiration to the rest of you that he just locked in with a little comment on Facebook. It got read out straight away. Well done, Hank.
It's as easy as that.
It is as easy as that. Right. Next track up. This is probably the only one that's... I don't mean not a million miles now, but... Oh, no, I'm not. What's the point of me saying? This track is harder and darker and weirder than most people who listen to normal music would ever listen to, so it qualifies for punky. This is Black Magic Society, Our Time. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Black... Learn to speak, Paul. That was Black Magic Society and a track called Our Time. What I want to know is, what is their WordPress page?
Ooh. blackmagicsociety.wordpress.com?
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet 2. And Black Magic Society is spelled B-L-A-K... M-A-G-I-K Society, Black Magic Society. It's like they should be Welsh.
Yeah.
Or Black Magic. Or they might be. Did you do anything last week? I know you've already said you did work and that, but did you do anything for the Jubilee at all?
Nah. You watched the boat on telly. Watched the boat thing on telly.
It was great, wasn't it? I thought, how absolutely British.
Yeah.
That a monarch who's been on the throne for 407 years should be given the opportunity to go up the Thames when it's raining on a pedalo. absolutely brilliant on it. And it is, and you know what? The Queen looked so chuffed by the whole thing. And it's like, regardless of whether you're Republican or Royalist, whether you think the royal family's a good idea or not, actually, I thought, do you know what? In terms of, as a result of, you know, 60 years service, of just looking after, I don't mean looking after this place, but, you know, being responsible for the nation, representing the nation, all that, I thought it was fine. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. And I did loads of things for the Jubilee. We did a Friday night comedy show in Luton, and then, which was great fun, and then they got the chance to try out some Norwegian disco, and Luton responded. Everyone in Luton now knows some everyone at the gig now knows some Norwegian. Did the same thing at Dolly's Queenie Boobalee barn party on Saturday night, which is possibly the best comedy cabaret show I've ever put on. It was just such fun. And we all did Norwegian disco, and the audience was very girl heavy, and that ended up in being one of my finest moments post gig, when I walked up to Osinski's, the American bar in Hitchin, which has become my new late night haunt, with 8 beautiful women.
Nice.
That's right, me and 8 beautiful women went up there, and I thought, because I was all showing off in my red suit with all the beautiful women, I went, I'll buy a round. Got a ride. Oh, what a nightmare. It was so expensive. And, you know, I didn't get a drink back of them. Think about beautiful women. They don't buy drinks back, do they?
No.
I'm going to start hanging about with plain women. Be a lot cheaper, I think. Yeah, had a fantastic time. It was really, really good fun. And then, what else did I do? Sunday, I did a gig in Stowmarket, and they got into Norwegian disco as well, but they weren't as up for it as they were in Luton and Hitchin. But Stowmarket is kind of the home of Restless, a band we play on the show, or So Upland is just up the road. And I went on stage and said, hey, it's great to be here in this rock and roll mecca, the home of Restless. And they went, ooh. Oh, yeah, that's my life, isn't it? but, yeah, it was really, really good fun. And thanks to everyone who came down there. And then on Monday, I went to the Victoria Pub again, where they had a band on called the Jive Bombers, who are a four-girl-fronted 40s swing rock and roll band. Absolutely brilliant. And then I was supposed to go uptown, but didn't make it. I just stayed there all night until I ran out of money, and then had to jump the train home, which, after recent things, was a bit of a dangerous thing to do, really. But after me nearly, you know, I'd have to go to court. Oh, I can't be bothered. I didn't jump the train. I paid for it. Shut up, Paul. So yeah, I'm knackered. So yeah, so I did that, so I made up for everything you didn't do. Also, I did go to Madrid last week, but I'll tell you about that next week.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Going to play 2 tracks in a row now. And again, you know, these tracks showed up this afternoon, my friend. One band came through direct and said, look, will you play us? I went, yeah. And one band I got from this website, Music Submit, going to play them both in a row. Never played either band on the show before. Listen out for the Nadics and Strange. But first up, a band called Chachi on Acid. What I want to know is, what is Chachi on Acid's website?
ChachiOnAcid.com?
It is. It's Tony 2, pointing to the internet too. Chachi on Acid is Chachi on Acid. And this is $600 Nitwit.
Stop by
Listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Naddicks and a track called Strange. What I want to know is, what is The Naddicks' website?
TheNaddicks.com?
It is. It's Tony 3, probably being the internet too, and The Naddicks is spelled TheNaddicks. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide. Twelve Bar, most likely.
It is, yes. Yep, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. It's still on Denmark Street in London if you want to check it out. There's nothing on Sunday, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. So first up, tomorrow night, Thursday 7th of June, Amphibic, Jordan Rain. How much that is on a Thursday evening?
£6.
There it is. Friday evening, 8th of June, it's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night. You simply have the Witch Doctors on and more to be confirmed.
Right. It'll be good. It'll be a good night. It's always a good night down there. £6.
It is.
Lovely.
And finally, Saturday night, it's London Calling night.
Oh, London Calling.
And it's TV Smith, The Garden Gang, The Bleach Boys, and Eastfield.
Well, yeah, what can I say? What a great lineup. Absolutely brilliant lineup. I'm going to call that £6.
You'd be right.
I would. Hey, and we're recording this show on the 6th of the 6th, and it's 666. It's a 6666. Yeah.
Nice.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Anyway, I want to play another track from the Nerks. You know, we played one last week off their new off their new album.
Yeah.
Greatest Hits Volume 1, quite a grand title. And I did want to play this one first, but Luke from the band wanted us to play this other track last week, so I'm playing this one this week instead. This album's great. You have to get it. What I want to know is, what is the Nerks Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/TheNerks.
It is. It's Tony is it? 4 probably being in there too. Fat cunt.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Kitten Blood.
You're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Nerks and Fat Cunt. So, are you doing anything this week?
As you say, catching up, squeezing a 5-day week into 2 days after being out and about, and just solving loads of problems with the house and like to get moved in time. So it's the same as usual, I'm afraid. Yourself?
Oh yeah, I'm doing loads. I've got it's my show in Hitchin on Friday night and my show in Lectrith on Saturday night, and they both feature George Egg and Kane Brown. More information on lastminutecomedy.com. usual times and prices. If you're around, come down. Fantastic comedy show awaits you. Then on Sunday morning, I'm off to Norway again because I've got my first ever gig in Norway next week at a place called Dottala til Hagen, which means daughter in the garden. I think it's a slightly dubious name for venue, but I am looking forward to it. I don't know where the sun is. No, I certainly don't know where the sun is after the last few days. Jesus, it's been pathetic. Yeah. And we're about to have floods, aren't we, as well? So,
oh, are we? It's a good job. Nice.
It's a good job I'm heading north to miss them. Did you see Venus last night?
I missed it. I think it was probably behind a few clouds. Did you,
Tony? Anyway? Everyone in the UK missed it. The whole world saw Venus go in front of the sun, except for the UK that was covered in cloud. Just like the eclipse, just absolutely typical. We managed to miss it again. So if you have any funny stories about seeing Venus crossing the sun, why not email paulieb at punkyradio.com. Totally email. You wouldn't believe what happened to me when Venus crossed the sun. And we'll see what, if anything, comes through in a couple of weeks' time. That's about it for me for this week. That's enough, isn't it? I'm having my last day in the recording studio tomorrow, and then my album will be mastered and mixed. I should have it by the middle of July, amongst all the other things I'm doing. I'm out of breath just talking about it. So anyway, I'll be doing that. Hopefully you can come down. One day Tony will do something again. You never know. I'm just playing the next song now. This band like Alien Sex Fiend, and I like Alien Sex Fiend, and they sound a bit like early Alien Sex Fiend, and I really like early Alien Sex Fiend. I'm jubilee lazy. I like... these are the Walls. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called History of Guns from their album Whatever You Do, Don't Turn Up at 12, which came out last year and came to us via Manila PR. And they've sent us everything History of Guns have ever done, and I've enjoyed playing it. It's real, like, a real bit of sort of goth, rock, metal, electronic nonsense, I suppose, but I just really, really like it. And they are reminiscent of early 80s X-Men. And if you liked what you just heard, do go back and check out early 80s X-Men. I think they're brilliant. Now then, what I want to know is, what is History of Guns' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/History of Guns?
It is. It's Tony Five, boy of the internet team. What a turnaround after the last few weeks. Now then, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your twat nominations. I still need more, so please do email me your twats. The only way to do this is to email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. You all know a twat. Email me now. That's what Ludwig von Jackenberg III did.
Hello, Ludwig. I'm liking this already.
Yeah. It's short but sweet. He says, Goopa Goopa. As a long-time fan of Edgar Rice Burroughs and his Bossum series, I was rather excited when the movie based on those books was announced. Sadly, they desecrated it. So for ruining a perfectly good book, I say Disney Corporation of Burbank, California, IA is a twat. Best regards, Ludwig van Drakenberg III.
They are also twats for another reason. I'm pleased this has been brought up.
Okay.
My mum, my dad, my brother and his wife and my brother's kids have just been to Euro Disney, where they had a bit of a problem because the day before they went, my brother was playing cricket, injured himself. He split a muscle open or something. It's really bad. But anyway, the hospital recommended that he didn't go.
Right.
But he said, I have to go, you know, I've got to, it's all paid for and I've got to look after the kids and all that. So anyway, he hobbled onto the bus. By the time he got there, his leg was a mess. And it took quite a while to get him a wheelchair. And Disney didn't want to give him a wheelchair because he didn't have a letter from the hospital saying he needed a wheelchair. My mum pointed out to them that, look, he got discharged from the hospital at 1:30 in the morning. We were on the bus at 5:30 in the morning. There was no time to get a letter sent. Disney eventually relented, gave him a wheelchair, but said he could only use it around the park. So he had to sort of hobble and hop and be on crutches and that from the hotel to the park. But then when he got there, apparently everything was all right. But I would say just because they didn't let him have a wheelchair all the time off the park, and not, I mean off the actual park where the rides are, rather than the whole year of Disney, I'd say they is a twat as well. So we can double twat Disney here.
Okay, so should I do both at the same time, or do I want to do two different
ones? You can
ones?
Just do one, the sentiment's still there.
Okay. So, for ruining a perfectly good book, and the aforementioned story, Disney Corporation of Burbank, California,
is a twat. I don't think we've called Disney a twat before.
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have. Walt Disney, of course, was a world-famous twat and complete fucking right-wing lunatic, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He wouldn't let Khrushchev go to Disney. Do you remember that story? Fantastic.
No.
First time a Soviet president visited the US, and he was really excited about going to Disney, and Walt Disney wouldn't let him in. In that respect, quite a lad, I suppose. But the US president is going, look, Walt, can you let him in? He's going, no, I ain't having no goddamn pinko revolutionary communist on my Walt Disney site. He wouldn't let him in. Brilliant. Right, last track. As threatened, this is the last track from, and it has been explained, the reason that I'm playing a couple of tracks from Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man is that I will in fact be in Scandinavia from Sunday until next Thursday. So I thought I'd play a couple. These bands, I'll be in Norway. These bands aren't Norwegian, but they count. This came out on the Bad Afro label, and it is still available, I found, via eBay, which is how I got it in the first place. What I want to know is, Tony, the band are called Grinners. For 3 points, what is Grinners Grunenrock's website address?
Grunenrock.com/Grinners?
No, grunenrocks.nl/bands/g/grinners.htm.
It's obvious, isn't it?
Of course, I'm not going to take 3 points, but you have one this week. Tony 5, Boy of the Internet 3, Girl from Outer Space. Grinners and Girls, Girl from Outer Space, Tony. Thanks very much for listening this week. Maybe you could just mention the four internet stations that carry this show.
Yep, we are on hussieskunk.com. That's hussieskunk.com. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pdunk, Pdunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. And finally, the new station, we're on extrememetalradio.net. That's X-T-I-E-M-E. XTREMEMetalRadio.net.
Yeah, and every single one of those stations, guys, if you're listening right now, you've got to be pleased with the music this week. We have fulfilled our obligations to you. Now, we haven't had any listener involvement this week, really, other than bits and bobs here and there. I do want your jokes and poems. No excuse to be jubilazy anymore. We're back on it. We're back in time. Email Paulie B at punkyradio.com with your jokes and poems. Email Tony with your twats. Get on the Facebook page. We're going to have a look at iTunes next week. And next week's show is the summer best of. And we'll explain why it's happening next week. But it's just a load of good songs we played before, basically, by a load of good bands we've featured on the show many, many times. That's about it, I think. Hopefully I'll see some of you at my shows in Hitchin or Lectureth this weekend. Or you never know, I might see one or two of you in Norway. Hello, Norwegian listeners. And no doubt Tony won't see you at all because he'll be at work or being a hermit. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo.